Christie blasts PJM pursuit of trans source market efficiency project. Written by Devin Leith Yesian. And read by an automated voice. ARC Chair Mark Christie on April 17 criticized PJM for continuing to consider proceeding with Trans Source Energy's Independence Energy Connection, IEC, transmission project, years after Pennsylvania regulators denied it a Certificate of Public Convenience and Need, CPCN. Christie's comments came in his concurrence with a commission order dismissing as moot a PJM request to waive its deadline to complete an annual reevaluation of the project. E25612. Should Transource in PJM succeed in persuading a federal court that the mere selection of a transmission project planned by PJM acts to preempt the state's CPCN laws, a position vigorously opposed by all the states as expressed by the National Association of Regulatory Utility Commissioners, such a ruling will likely be a Pyrrhic victory of monumental proportions, Christie wrote. Such an outcome will tell the states which retain the authority under their inherent police powers to decide whether to allow their utilities to join, not join, or leave RTOs, that the rules of the game have been changed radically after the fact, without the state's agreement and, as the history recounted herein shows, contrary to earlier pledges to respect state laws. So perhaps state perspectives on RTO membership for their utilities should be reconsidered. PJM filed the waiver request in November 2024 to ask the commission to allow it to complete its annual reevaluation of the project in the third quarter of 2025, stating that its market efficiency modeling could not be complete until reliability violations had been resolved in the 2024 Regional Transmission Expansion Plan, AAATP. In December 2023, a federal court ruled the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission had violated the U.S. Constitution, finding the denial was based on economic protectionism rather than siting. The court said PJM must complete a new cost-benefit analysis before the project can proceed. See federal court rules in favor of Transource Congestion Project in PJM. In the absence of a FERC order by December 2024, PJM's requested effective date for the waiver request. The RTO proceeded with completing the reevaluation with the same modeling used in the 2023 evaluation, resulting in the same benefit-to-cost ratio of 0.81 as the earlier analysis. That ratio was 1.9 when sunk costs were excluded. In a presentation to the Transmission Expansion Advisory Committee in January, PJM said using older data could mask impacts affecting the project. Significant impacts may be presently and temporarily masked by reliability and other issues which are being addressed by ARRETTPP projects that are expected to be approved in first quarter of 2025, PJM said. Comments opposing the waiver request contested the benefits of the project and argued that PJM had not followed its tariff requirements. They argued PJM staff should have recommended its Board of Managers cancel the project or have considered it canceled when the PUC denied the CPCN for construction. The commission ruled that PJM's completion of the reevaluation with the presently available model rendered the request moot. First approved by the PJM Board in August 2016, the project includes two 230 kV lines across the border between Pennsylvania and Maryland. It has been suspended since September 2021 after the PUC's denial. The Maryland Public Service Commission approved the segments of the project running through its state in June 2020 and has issued repeated extensions on deadlines for construction to start as the litigation proceeded. Christie argues ignoring CPCN denial would undermine state authority. In his concurrence, Christie wrote that it is remarkable the issue was brought before the commission 4 years after the PUC denied the CPCN for the project. The idea that PJM planning supersedes state siting authority could undermine states' ability to require utilities to obtain CPCNs for any projects if they remain RTO members, Christie argued. The claim that because PJM and other RTOs are federally regulated, the inclusion of a PJM planned transmission project in PJM's ARETPP effectively preempts a state's inherent police power authority to approve that and other utility projects within its borders is frankly outrageous. FERC Order No. 1000, which set up the entire regional planning regime under which PJM and other RTOs now operate, said the opposite, he wrote. He linked the possible impact to state jurisdiction to his long-standing opposition to incentives awarded to utilities that join RTOs, saying that awarding developers construction work in progress incentives for projects included in PJM's AREA TPP, but which are suspended or have been denied CPCNs, inflates consumer rates. He compared the continuation of the IEC project to PJM's abandoned Potomac Appalachian Transmission High Line project, which he said cost consumers $250 million with no construction ever beginning. See Christie Blass FERC Transmission Incentives in PATH, Brandon Shore's order. As transmission costs rise rapidly in PJM, as well as in all other RTOs, it is past time for this commission to fulfill its duty to ensure just and reasonable rates under the Federal Power Act by protecting consumers from the costs of FERC's own policies that are inflating those rapidly rising transmission costs, Christie wrote. And to be more specific, as the debate continues over whether to give transmission developers slash owners a perpetual adder for joining an RTO, the history recited herein is extremely relevant. History matters.